Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
All right, one of our favorite conversations every week, and always fun when we can do it from the bunker here at Oracle Park. And you can see her streaming live, KNBR.com, on the KNBR app and on YouTube. Susan Slusser joins us following a Giants series loss to the Pirates and a 9-4 loss today, but not a lifeless loss, Susan. Like, Matt Maioka was just on with us, and he just said, your job got a lot more fun in the last couple of weeks. It feels like baseball's a lot more fun the last couple of weeks. Hell of a month of May for the Giants hitters and for the bullpen. Bullpen was fantastic.
Bullpen was absolutely phenomenal. And then Luke Jackson makes his Giants debut today. Man. 1-2-3, 11 pitch inning, 2 strikeouts. And he and Gabe Kapler cracked open a bottle of Japanese whiskey, some fancy stuff.
Was it Hibiki?
Afterwards. No, it was Yamazaki.
Yamazaki.
12.
Well, so it's a good year. Right. You're 12.
My knowledge of Japanese whiskey is slim. But anyway, it was well deserved.
Very cool.
What a nice thing on a day that was you're right. It wasn't, it's not like it was a blah, blah day.
They battled a little bit. Yeah, they just couldn't come back. Yeah.
Yeah. It was one of those weird, frustrating games for a pitcher because it was ground balls just in the wrong spot, mm-hmm. nonstop. You know, there wasn't
players
anything.
Out of position. JD Davis up the line on that play. There was some weird stuff.
But. There was some weird stuff, you know, a couple of errors. But, It was, for the most part, nothing really bad. They had plenty of guys on base again, just didn't quite put together a really big inning, but had opportunities in multiple innings and et cetera, et cetera. But Luke Jackson was very good, liked that. And Pat Bailey, man, my goodness. I saw after the game that 12 RBIs in 11 games is the second most in the first 12 games as a Giant in franchise history besides
wow.
Some dude in 1942 that I'd not heard of.
Some dude in 1942.
Yeah. Oh, there's Tom.
Hey.
I thought you'd gone away. Hey.
No, I'm right here.
Oh, hey.
I'm right here. Me and Pippi are just hanging out, enjoying the show. Before I ask you the question, you mentioned whiskey. Do you drink whiskey?
I'm more of a tequila gal.
Oh.
Nice. All right.
Do you think someone could, because like I Japanese whiskey might as well be Jack Daniels to me, but do you think somebody who just drinks whiskey, not a whiskey expert, could put on a blindfold, American whiskey, Scotch, or English, whatever, and Japanese whiskey and tell you what country it came from?
I'm sure there are some people that can do that, like just your normal average Joe Blow. I have a, maybe a shot after work or something, probably could.
If you have a refined palate for that. It's something, it's a
shot of Japanese whiskey home.
I mean, I've got a handful of friends that can do that sort of thing with wine, which blows me away. So I would imagine there are definitely people that can do it with whiskey.
That comes from the northern region of Japan.
That terroir.
Now, I would just guess, even though they got beat worse today, that last night's game probably irked them more than today's game because the Acevedo, thank you. I was moving the V back for no reason. Acevedo was just walking the house. They walked 7 guys through the first 6 1/3. I would imagine that irked him a little bit that they weren't able to cash a few more of those home.
Yeah, the 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position that's never a fun day. I think that leaves everybody feeling a little bit, out of sorts. And that's really one thing, You guys know it always feels like when a team is doing badly with runners in scoring position, like they just never manage. Oh, look at the number of times all they do is string guys. Of course, that's not true. This whole month, they've actually been hitting like crazy with runners in scoring position. So they were due probably a few games like this. You can't keep up that kind of pace. The fact that they've had them sort of back to back days. Today was actually fine. They just weren't getting extra base hits. And how long are they going to sit on that 99 splash hits, by the way? That seems like it's been a long time.
Bonds ain't walking through that door. Neither is Brandon Belt or Pablo Sandoval, so it might be a while.
Conforto's a left-handed hitter. And, the heel thing, I think they caught a break because it could have been something bad.
He was on a scooter today. I walked in like right around first pitch, and he was rolling in on like, you know, nursing the ankle, kind of not on like one of the knee scooters. He wasn't wearing like a brace or anything like on it, but he was in street clothes. Yeah, like, I don't know if it was electric or if it was razor. I think it was electric, but he was just kind of like whipping around the bowels of the stadium here before the game. So he wasn't putting weight on it. There's my report for today.
Well, that's what he said. He couldn't put weight on it this morning, but after treatment he could. So he said it's going to be pain management. That's a good thing. He strikes me as a guy who, after the number of shoulder surgeries he's had, is probably pretty good managing pain. He can't do anything structural to it, so he can play on a bruise. It's a heel pad bruise rather than a bone bruise, which is better, but I'm sure isn't a lot load of fun to run on in baseball cleats.
Do you feel like a lot of the things we talked about, Susan, early on are kind of... they'll never just move off to the side, but I don't think about them as much. I don't think about a team that can't score without home runs. I don't think about a team that gives up way too many unearned runs. I mean, they're not great defensively, but I don't think about a team whose bullpen is iffy at best. Like, I think they've kind of rectified at least two of those. The defense has been better, but it's still like a gag. Like I said, it can be shaky at times. But they're scoring without home runs, and the bullpen just seems to be in much better shape than it was 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is definitely better. I mean, I think just adding Bailey makes a huge difference there. And Kapler today kind of took exception to the fact that we keep going Schmidt and Bailey like they're the same guy. He's very clear, like they're both their own guys who are both really good defensively. And you know, Schmidt's been playing multiple positions and doing pretty well there. So, you know, he's certainly very competent defensively. I still, you know, like most people in baseball, I would like to see him at third base full time because he is a superior third baseman. But J.D. Davis has been very good today's little. I went and asked J.D. what he was doing when he wasn't covering third base at the end of that play, which wound up not hurting them, thankfully. He said he actually scraped his hand when he landed diving for that ball, and he thought that the ball had already gotten back in. He didn't realize that it would still... hadn't come back in.
So. I got to tell you, it doesn't make it a whole lot better.
It doesn't. But you know what? He's not the only one that could cover third. Fair Alex enough. Wood, if yep. he hadn't had his yep. head down, could have gotten over there.
And then he was pretty peeved about it after, too. He spiked the ball.
Yeah, so so I'm not going to say that's all on him, but he did at least have a reason. And he said it was I asked him about the, you know, it was balls to his left, balls to his right all day. And he said all their positioning, they go like, okay, this for this guy, you're on the line, you go to the line. Yeah, and then they hit it in the hole. So the next time up, he'd stand in the hole, and then they'd hit it on the line. It was one of those kind of days. That just happens sometimes.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Talking to Susan Slusser here in the bunker at Oracle Park. So you mentioned Luke Jackson made his Giants debut today. And I was thinking a guy coming off. It's cool because this really is like an addition to the team. They signed this guy in the offseason. He had to battle back. They've done this a couple of times. We never got to reap the benefits of Matt Boyd. I know they shipped him up to, was it Seattle last year maybe? Or wherever they traded him. I think he's back in Detroit now. Earlier this year.
Yep.
Anyway, they're going to see if they can get something out of Luke Jackson, a former Atlanta Brave right-hander. He looked really good today. Threw a lot of breaking balls, a lot of off-speed stuff. He's got like a 83-mile-an-hour curveball and a 87, 88 slider that looked really good. I thought it was cool. After he got his first strikeout, he threw the ball back to the authenticator, and I nudged one of the guys we were with from KNBR. I said, dude, that's cool. He's hanging on to his first strikeout after Tommy John. That's a comeback for a guy. That's not in any other sport. ACLs happens. Tommy John is like, you got to relearn how to hold the baseball for the first time and work everything back. Now he's here. What is he going to bring to the bullpen? Came up with the Rangers and 2015. He's got some miles on the arm, but he's a veteran reliever who most recently in 2021 posted a 1.98 ERA for the Braves in 71 games.
I mean, miles on the shoulder, but that elbow's brand new. So, yeah. You know, people talk about Tommy John like it's just an automatic that guys come back at full and sometimes better strength. That's not true. It's like, you know, 60 to 80%, I think, is the success rate. That's not, you hear people asking, like, should my kid have Tommy John surgery because guys get better afterwards? What are you talking? Like, not everyone, it's not an easy rehab. It's really excruciating. And sometimes guys don't feel comfortable initially. Brebbia, when he came, that he signed in similar conditions.
Yeah.
Had Tommy John, went through the rehab, came back, and he was not that effective when he came back that first half season. It took him a while, and it usually does take a while. And Luke Jackson was very honest yesterday when he came off the IL, and he said, my control is there, but the command isn't. I'm throwing strikes, but I'm not necessarily throwing the strikes I want to. You know, he doesn't have that pinpoint command. And he even said the same thing today. I thought he looked great.
Yeah.
He thinks he's not where he should be. Now, it's one outing, but for just coming off the IL after Tommy John, that's a whale of an outing. I think that's significant. Plus, yeah, confidence level goes up, and he winds up maybe in a high leverage spot next time or soon. He's got that kind of experience, and he's got postseason experience. This is a nice addition to the. This is like one of the like they say, like almost a midseason trade kind of thing.
Yeah.
You're bringing in a guy with that kind of track record.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Although I do not encourage Tommy John surgery, I do advocate very strongly for Tommy John underwear. Very comfortable and breathable.
Good.
Just
to thought
I'd share that with everybody. Let me ask you about Bailey. I want to ask you about Bailey and Schmidt at the same time. I don't want to irk the manager, the skipper.
Thank you, Tom. I appreciate that.
Did he play other sports growing up? Because he looks, I was telling Copes, he looks like an athlete. Like, he's more of an athlete than you would expect a catcher to be.
I don't know.
I'd be curious to find out, because yeah, he does. Wouldn't you agree that he looks more like an, like, if you were watching him play baseball and he was just throwing and hitting in BP, you wouldn't necessarily peg him for a catcher with his body type. And he can move. He's got a little agility to him. He just looks a little different than most catchers.
He does, you know, he's not stocky, but then, you know, they've got Blake Sable, who doesn't have a catcher body type whatsoever.
No, he's just a big dude.
You know, but Bart's the only one that you might, you know, if you took one of the three of them and said,
yes,
which one's a catcher, you'd go like that guy. But yeah, Sable's got that kind of Joe Mauer build where you're like, well, maybe you're a little too tall or gangly for this. But I do think that the athleticism and the ability, you know, everyone keeps talking about it. We've seen it here now, two games in a row, the ability to throw from any position and quickly and accurately, which is unusual. And I was asking Kapler before the game, does that remind you of anyone? And, you know, he's young. You don't want to throw out crazy comps for a young guy, really. But he's and he kind of said, like, but he said Real Muto, which is makes sense. And Pudge Rodriguez, which is who he reminds me of. And I covered Pudge for 2 years with Texas. And it was the same, like those snap throws, no matter where the ball wound up, snap throw
accurate
right away.
He has two chances. He can bob. That's what I was saying to Tom at the beginning of the show. I was like, he had a couple today where it was like he bobbled or whipped it out of the glove and fumbled it, and then still had a throw where he had a shot to get the guy. And I was like, how did he? One, he's got insane velocity out of his hand. But also, he's got a quick release. Like you said, it's just sort of that quick to the ear and get rid of it. Have any of the pitchers said anything about how he's been handling the staff?
Oh, they love him. I mean, they absolutely love him. I think they're almost afraid to say how much because I don't think they want to, like, make it sound like, well, we can't, like, the other guys are no good. They liked the other catchers. This is none of this. But I think he's special behind the plate. I really do. Yeah. I think he's just a degree above. And at that age, so unusual. With the upper echelon of guys for calling games, framing pitches, blocking pitches, throwing, just kind of general awareness. And the way he handles himself, I think he's giving the pitchers an awful lot of confidence, which maybe you might not get with somebody with less experience or whose skill sets may be a little different.
Just a thought from you on Camilo Duvall, because he had a hell of a month. I think he had 11 saves this month, led the majors in saves in the month of May. Giants had the best bullpen ERA in baseball, I think it was under 2.6 or something. I don't know the exact number. Was it 2.56, something like that, Susan? Do you know?
Yeah, you know what? I lost track. And then going into today, I know over the last 15 games, it was 0.80. And obviously, they gave up a few today.
But yeah. Right. Giants bullpen ERA entering today, I believe, is 2.46. Month of May. So adding Luke Jackson gives him a lot of extra oomph, as you pointed out there at the back end of the bullpen. But I was thinking about it today, and I know he came in just to sort of get some work, but I'm at the point with Duvall where I'm pretty confident. Like, I'm as confident as I've been in a Giants closer in a long time. Brian Wilson even had his iffy moments. Before that, it was, patch working together, and there's Benitez, and they had Dustin Hermanson and Hurgis and stuff back there. But you got to go back. Even Rob Nen. I mean, Rob Nen was people are affectionate about it now. That was a heart attack. Like, he couldn't hold guys on base. That was stressful for Rob Nen, and I love the guy. But Camilo Duvall, as long as he's, like, paying attention to the pitch clock, like, I don't feel like walks or hits rattle him late in the game.
I don't think
he's kind of cold-blooded, which I like.
They always say Camilo Tranquilo.
Camilo Tranquilo.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't think much bothers him at all. Yeah. He's going to have some bad outings. And, every closer does. Absolutely. But the good thing is it won't bother him. I think he is he's always confident, but I think he is on another level this year with the confidence. I think he's really putting himself in line for All-Star game consideration. He certainly should be. He better be named reliever of the month. I don't, necessarily care about monthly awards, but if you're going to hand him out, he's the guy this month.
You ready for his May? Just real quick, his May. 13 games. Giants were 12-1 in the games that he pitched in. I guess 12-2, it would have been 14 games, I think, if you add today, because I don't think they included. 12 2/3 innings pitch entering today. 5 hits, 2 runs, 1 earned, 20 strikeouts to 4 walks, a .71 ERA, a .114 batting average against in the month of May for Duvall.
I mean, it's hard to imagine a better month. Yeah.
He's as good as you get, and he threw 61% strikes. Like, he's fantastic. He's one of the best closers in baseball.
Yeah,
and it just kind of happened.
Yeah, and he's just the coolest customer. That like kind of slow saunter in from the bullpen. Yeah. It's like, I don't care about the pitch clock. I love it.
That's a great sort of blank you mentality for a club. I don't even care about the pitch clock. Well, one run game, big deal. I'll strike out in my own time.
I mean, as several people have pointed out, he gets the glove check when he comes in because it's the ninth inning, so he doesn't have to worry about the pitch clock when he comes into games. He might be in trouble otherwise. But it is I love watching that little slow kind of saunter. His little runway model kind of cracks me up.
Maybe after Friday night's game, if the Giants win and he gets a save, maybe you could ask Gabe Kapler, do you feel comfortable enough now to call him your closer?
Well, we like to keep our options open.
But they love their options open.
Yeah. It's just one of the many options that
I think he did confirm that to us earlier this year. I think Tom jokingly said it.
Did he say closer? I don't know if he might have said yes. I'm gonna get Farhan next time we talk. I'm gonna go.
He's gonna backpedal.
I just want you to say Camilo, say these three words, Camilo, the closer.
Yeah.
Just say those. I'm gonna see if I can get him to say those three words.
I appreciate what you're trying to ask me. I'm not gonna.
I know. I just I don't like to be hemmed in. I like to. I like wiggle room.
Out of spite. Out of spite, he won't do it. Oh, Tom, I think that's a great question and approach to that. But Susan, always love catching up. Thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks,
you've had a long day. Get out of here.
Fantastic. Thanks, fellas.
Appreciate
thanks, Susan.
For welcoming me in the bunker. Bye, Tom, at the alternate location.
It's a hell of a sign-off from Sluss here. All right, Tom, bye. All right, Sluss.
I'm not sure he exists. I think he's a hologram.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.